Thank you. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was a band called Data Plan. Do you like that? Data Plan? It's Data, like Data Plan, like Dadaism, you know, the art form that I did study, as a matter of fact, folks, back in architecture school. So anyways, that was Data Plan, Dadaism, Data. So I think they're making a play on the term, like your data plan with your phone. And I just got that, actually. I was reading the article. So my name is Anita Bean. I'm here at CITR doing my show. That is a Vancouver's band. So there are five piece. And I'm just reading here in the Discorder. So pick up a copy. It's free. Many places all over the city you can get this free actual like hard copy magazine. Pretty cool. Anyways, there's an interview with them. Yes. And I'm reading about them, and they're an interesting group of guys. Yes, they are. And pick up the Discorder and read all about Data Plan. I could tell you this about them. Let's see. Well, they have a saxophone player. That's kind of interesting. They also have a conga player. So I was kind of like, am I going to play them? Because that's not really my thing. But you know, they were kind of like chill, and they're okay. Not bad. And they're playing, by the way, folks, November 7th, which is what? Today's what, the 5th? So two more nights. Oh, hey, am I going to that show? Oh my goodness, I think I am. They're actually playing this Friday. I'm going to be there at Korean Hall. And they're playing the Beetroot birthday party bash. 5 years. That's right, Beetroot. Can you imagine? So Beetroot this weekend, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, are playing, they are holding shows in honor of their fifth birthday party. And I think the Thursday night might be like an art show sort of thing. Thursday, and then Friday. the band I really want to see on the Friday night at Korean Hall. So go. You'll see me, because that's all you care about, right? Just seeing me. Dead Ghosts. That's who I'm really dying to see. I've never seen them, and I play them on my show all the time. And they just make me very happy. And I'll tell you the other bands aside from Dead Ghosts. We've got Viet Cong. We've got a band called Other Jesus. Or is it Other Jesus? Who knows? We also have a band. We got Johnny DeCourcy. Now, I actually checked out Johnny DeCourcy, one of his videos. And it was actually really crazy good. It was really interesting. It involved a guitar. I believe there was a birthing of a guitar and a lot of blood. And then the umbilical cord was the, you know, patch cord being snipped. So this should be an interesting show Friday. I am a little bit excited. Now and then Saturday, I wasn't sure which show to go to, because Saturday is gonna be a really good show too, and that is the one where you have Needs. So that would be NEEDS, which would be Sean Orr's band, and I've never seen them either. And so I was kind of like, oh, what night do I go? So it looks like I'm probably gonna go the Friday night. And now if I were way younger and had way less responsibility, I'd probably go to both shows, but that's not the case. Here's the other thing too. Again, back to the Discorder. There is a good article in here on Hockey Dad Records, which is very cool. And that would be Ryan Dick's label. Okay, so go check that out. And actually, I haven't read it yet. I'm just sort of perusing it right now. And let's see. Oh, hey. Oh, they put out Fun 100. I love those guys. Hey, I should play some Fun 100 tonight. So Hockey Dad Records began back in 2006 with Fun 100. And then they have released bands such as The Bloggers, White Lung, Defectors, and his own band is called The Beelines. I just saw them recently. And The Courtneys. So, yeah, I like these guys, Hockey Dad Records. Okay, I gotta find some Fun 100. Let's listen to that. In the meantime, what do I have ready for us? I think I'm gonna play us some Cowards. So now this is a band who is no longer, but only as of late. They recently broke up, which is a shame. They have a record out called World Champions in Male Chastity. Yes. So we are going to be listening to Buttertooth. That's the song we're going to hear. And then we shall continue on with our journey across Canada. Yes, that's what this show's all about. My show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, focuses on Canadian music. Yeah. And I'm here until 8, by the way, so you have lots of me, don't you? Good for you. Okay. Okay, sorry. I'm just in a goofy mood right now. Cowards. This is The Cowards with Buttertooth. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
acheté pour Anna. Mon gadget fantastique. Un animal en peluche qui lui fait les yeux doux. Et lui dit la ficelle. Et il lui répond 100 euros. Maintenant avec Anna. Peut-être qu'un jour Anna en aura marre de lui. Alors je serai le seul à lui faire le surtout. Comment lui dire que je l'aime lorsque j'entends ça me rend fou. Peut-être qu'un jour Anna en aura marre de lui. Alors je serai le seul à lui faire des yeux doux. Comment lui dire que je l'aime lorsque j'entends ça me rend fou.
All right, that right there was a band out of Montreal, I believe. They have to be from Montreal. They're called Les Sequels. I'm not good with my French. And the name of that song is called Shuba Luba Duba. And that you can find that on a compilation entitled Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2, which features 20 garage rock and pop bands. Yes, you can. And that is on Grenadine Records. Yes, out of Montreal. And it was released way back in 99. Yes, it was. All right. Oh, I've lost my ears here. Can't hear anything. Oh, excuse me. Are we good? Okay. Before that, we heard the Deadly Snakes. I love the Deadly Snakes. They are one of my favorite Canadian bands. We heard the song I Can't Sleep at Night. And that was from one of their 2003 releases. And I unfortunately can't tell you the name of it because the play sheet that should be... I should be logging the songs onto here is just kind of crashed. So I'm kind of busy. So if I'm like, if you hear pauses between songs, it's because I'm running around trying to make up for lost time. Yeah. Anyways. Okay. So before the Deadly Snakes, we heard something from the Cowards, who are no longer. They were a Vancouver band. The song was Buttertooth from their record World Champions in Male Chastity. All right, folks, my name is Anita B. I am here with you all until 8 o'clock, and we are going to continue listening to Canadian music because that is what I do. And, oh, let's talk about some shows. Oh, I just did, though. I just talked about some shows earlier. What else is going on, though? I feel like there's some good shows coming up. Oh, I know of a secret show. I know of a very exciting show coming up, not this weekend, but the weekend after. And I don't think I can say anything about it, though, but it's very exciting. So... I will double check my information. But there is a show at a smaller Vancouver club for a giant, giant, giant band. And it's kind of a private show. That doesn't tell you anything, does it? So I'll let you figure that out. Anyways, Duotang. Let's go back in time and let's hear some Duotang. This is on Mint Records, which is a Vancouver label. But it's really a Winnipeg two-piece, henceforth the Duotang. And I was with somebody recently. We were having some weird joking session about trio tangs. Or Uno Tang. I guess I just had a memory there. But all right, Duotang, just a bass player and a drummer. They've sort of morphed later, at least one of the guys, into the band called, what were they called? I should know this. Oh, I just saw their name someplace. It's got a Spanish name. Ah, oh, geez. I'm sorry. I just forgot there. It's okay. My brain is, hold on. This is driving me nuts. One sec. Aha, Noviero. That is the band I'm talking about. Now, I was in a rush coming here, which I usually am. I'm always in a rush. And it was dark and it was raining. So I'm still sort of decompressing. So if I seem a little stressed out, it's because I'm just still decompressing. But anyways, my point was that Duo Tang, I believe the one guy, I believe his name was Rod, went on to form Noviero, which is spelled N-O-V-I-L-L-E-R-O. You could say Novalero, if you want to pronounce it the English way. Yeah, now I'm not exactly sure what's going on with Noviero, if they're still around or anything, but that's that. Okay, so let's hear something from this record. These guys were very mod. They were very stylish. And go check them out if you've never seen pictures of Duo Tang, because they're a nice looking boy band. Yeah, they are very stylish, very fashionable. Let's hear the song. Do I want to hear Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams or The Message? Maybe The Message. Let's hear The Message. All right. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Destroy. do finally talk on the we'll be right back.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so swiftly turning, and I have ships to bring in. This ship is slowly sinking, the darkest water seeps in.
To the wind, to the wind,
turning.
We cast our sails away, but where we go, nobody knows.
Sinking, the darkest water rising. In.
To the wind, to the wind,
turning.
We cast our sails.
I have not played those guys in a long time. That is the Safety Show. That would be Katie Lappy and Shane and Sean and Joe, and you probably know who all those people are. And I think Al Boyle might have drummed on that. So that was good. That was going back to like how many years ago? Let me just take a look here. I've got the CD right here. Oh, geez. What do we got here? Many. Well, 2008. So like what? 6 years ago? Yeah. The safety shows Sean Bristow, Joe Schimeld, Katie Lappy, Al Boyle, and Shane Phillipson. And that was done at Hive Studios with Jesse Gander. And there you go. That was awesome. It's been a while. All right. My name is... Sorry. My headphones keep cutting in and out. And I'll be like hearing myself. And then all of a sudden, it's like death. There's nothing. I'm like... There's like no sound. And I get really discombobulated. So if I stop or seem confused, that's why. All right. Before the safety show, we heard the B-Lines with the song Acknowledgements. And you can find that on their new record entitled Opening Band. Oh, and we heard some slow learners in there before that with the like one of my very most favorite songs like of all time, Habit. It's actually off a 7-inch of theirs that they released back about a year and a half ago. And that song I have on my phone. And so when I drive around and whatever, I plug it into my car. And I just love, love, love that song. There's so many good lyrics on just that song right there. False hopes and dreams unreal. Awesome. Put me back to bed now. I'm not well. Now I'm not well. It's such a dark song, but I love it. It just makes me feel good. All right. See, my headphones are cutting in and out. So I'm just going to pretend that I can hear myself. All right. Before Slow Learners. Oh, yeah. We heard Black Rainbows with the song 2 Day Rule from their newish record called I Met This Chick. And those guys are from the Toronto area. And they just crack me up. Their lyrics are funny. Kind of juvenile, sort of pop punk, but it's all good. And there you go. I don't know if I told you who I am or what the deal here is. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And this is where Canadian music is listened to. Yes. So speaking of which, what do I have ready? Oh, it looks like I have... Oh, this is what I have. This is good. I think we'll enjoy this. Something from the Calgary band, Napalm Pom. So I saw... Actually, speaking of... Was it Slow Learners? Yeah. Not long ago, I saw Slow Learners open for Napalm Pom. I meant to do that, didn't I? Right. Yes. So we're going to hear the song Make Me Cry. And that you can find on a 7-inch of theirs. And it's out on Mammoth Cave Records. So I hope you guys enjoy this. And then maybe I'll come back with some weather in a bit. But I will say this much. God, I am just really down. Very blue. This weather is killing me. I work as a teacher. And my classroom overlooks the North Shore Mountains. Which is... I don't know if that's good or bad, but on one level, it's not good because you're facing north, so you never see any sun. And then when I'm watching all the clouds, and I have a killer view from my classroom. Like, I'm not complaining. I do. I've got this awesome view, except it's almost too much to see when it's dark and gloomy. And when I was like this afternoon watching the clouds just envelop my entire vista. My whole view was just like slowly getting eaten by these like dark, weird shark-like clouds. And I was watching sort of the North Shore and anything north of where my school is just literally vanishing in the mist. And it was so depressing. And I felt claustrophobic. And I was just like, I don't know that I can do this anymore. I felt like I was suffocating. I know I'm depressing you all. Maybe you all feel that way. Maybe you suffer from sad like I do. But I'm a very saddy person. I am, I don't know. It's... so sad. So sad. When I first moved to Vancouver, it was January 3rd. And I'll never forget how early the sun set. That's the one thing. So people who are not from this region, you need to understand that if you come from a more southern area, the sun does not set as early as it does here, especially around, you know, the winter solstice, which would be December 21st. Yeah, I used to live in the south and I lived in Windsor and it's not like 4:30. Black, pitch black. That just doesn't happen in places further south. So that's okay. I'm used to it, I guess. Actually, I'm lying. I'm totally not used to it. I'm not a native of this area, but whatever. Okay, now I'm just trying to fix my headphones as I'm talking to you all. Okay, Napalm Pom. Let's listen to this. Yes, Calgary band. Let's get listening to it before I... Ugh. bore myself to death. Here you go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey! It's all the same. The seasons left me weak and drained. I know I should go.
Okay, that right there was, what was that? Orange Glass, yes. So that was a band out of, I want to say they're from like Halifax. And that goes back a long time ago. That song from Orange Glass is called Feel 500. And that you can find on a compilation from 1996, on Squirt Gun Records called More of Our Stupid Noise. And there's a lot of really good bands on that. Let's see. So you've got Orange Glass, of course. You've got Elevator to Hell, Lou Barlow. You've got Eric's Trip, Broken Girl. Well, I'm a Broken Girl. Hayden. Let's see who else. Oh, my favorite is who else is on this record? Hip Club Groove. Now, if you don't know who Hip Club Groove are, that would be Corey and what's his name? his buddy, Corey and Trevor. Yeah, that would be Corey and Trevor from the Trailer Park Boys. Yeah, and that's their little hip-hop band. And they were originally on Murder Records, you know, the Sloan label. And I've heard that there was some sort of falling out or something. And anyways, that's Hip Club Groove. And oh, speaking of the Trailer Park Boys, my show, by the way, is named after a Trailer Park Boys reference. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Oh, and by the way, my name is Anita B. That's who I am. And did you guys hear that? Maybe everybody knows this, but it really freaks me out and it makes me very upset. That is the fact that Gian Gomeshi had an interaction with Lucy from the Trailer Park Boys. So he either, I don't remember the details. I was actually reading it and my brain is kind of not always picking up all the information, withholding it. I believe he assaulted her. Yes, he did something to her that was not positive. And I think she might be involved in some sort of like court case, or she is part of those people who are bringing against Gian some charges. Like Lucy from the Trailer Park Boys. Crazy. Gian, I tell you, I should do a little diatribe where I've got my music over top of me talking. You know, and I used to listen to Gian Gomeshi a fair amount on his show Cute, right? And it'd be in the summers when I had my days off. And I think his show was on at like 11 or something. And ugh, he used to drive me nuts with his opening diatribe with the music. And he was like, he just took himself so seriously. Gian Gomeshi. Now it's just kind of fun, which is great. Now I'm just kind of, you know, you can't, it's just so ridiculous. Okay, what do we have next? Oh, well, let me tell you first of all what we played. So what did we play? Oh, that was Orange Glass. Before that, we heard something from the Vancouver band The Pointed Sticks, who had their heyday back in the late 70s, sort of early 80s, maybe more like the early 80s, if I'm not mistaken. The song is called Real Thing, and you can find that on a compilation that I have, that you should really have as well, called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music from 1977 to 88. And that was released by Zulu Records, you know, the same people at the store, back in 91. It's a double CD with like a gazillion songs, like really good stuff. Bands such as the Modernettes and, the Dish Rags. Yeah. Okay. Then before that, we heard something from a 7-inch by Napalm Pom, who are a Calgary band, called Make Me Cry. Yeah. And there you go. It's 7:34 already. It's 7:34. Crazy. So let's talk about the weather. And then I think I might come back with some Black Mountain. Let's see. So weather in Vancouver. Well, it does not make me happy. I don't know about you guys, but oh, this weather is just killing me. Okay, so let's see. It's just so dark. I just don't need it. Oh, hey, yay, guys. Guess what? Issued just a couple of hours ago, a few hours ago, 3:34 today. We got a rainfall warning. By the way, let me read that to you. Good thing I'm reading this. Actually, it probably isn't. I don't want to know. Sometimes ignorance really is bliss. And that is, heavy rain is expected. A strong total frontal system is spreading rain to the south coast. And the rain will become heavy at times tonight. Total rainfall amounts of 50 to 70 millimeters are forecast for the North Shore and Howe Sound area. The heavy rain will taper off to a few showers Thursday afternoon as the front weakens. Yay. And then it says details. Localized flooding. Okay, look at that. There's some keywords there. Localized flooding in low-lying areas is possible. Rainfall warnings are issued when significant rainfall is expected. Jeez. Now, I know that, was it today or yesterday, Argyle Secondary on the North Shore was closed due to flooding. And I was actually kind of bummed because I'm a teacher. I'm a high school teacher. And I was like, what? They get the day off? And I was like, come on, my school flood. Nope, no flooding at my school, which was a shame. It has happened on a very, you know, couple of odd occasions where my school has been shut down due to unforeseen circumstances. Like one day it was shut down because, what was my school shut down? Oh, we lost power, complete power for whatever reason. I think there was some sort of, somebody ran into a pole or something and then we just had no power. And then they just sent us all home. And I was like, thank you, God. And that was like in the spring. That was like sort of May. I went for a run. I think I went to the beach. It was awesome. So didn't happen today, which is fine, or yesterday, because really, let's be honest, I'm just going to sit in my house and just cry at this sad weather. Okay. So let me tell you about the highs. Let's talk about that. Okay, what do we got going on here? So today is what, Wednesday already? And hey, if you're in the school system, which I am, guess what, guys? I don't want to make you feel sad, but I have Monday and Tuesday off. Yay! So I think most of you guys have probably Tuesday off, because that would be Remembrance Day. But I, because the schools are shut down for 5 days a year, it's called extra shutdown days, I'm off Monday. So I have a 4-day weekend. Yes. All right. And I think my kids are in like daycare that day. Yes. Awesome. All right. Okay. So today's Wednesday. So tomorrow's Thursday. The high is 13 with rain, as we know. The low tonight, it looks like the overnight low is 11. Now, tomorrow night, so Thursday going into Friday, is going to get pretty chilly. It's a low of 6. And then when we head into the weekend, so Friday and Saturday, we're looking at highs of 11, so 12 and 11 with mixed sun and clouds. Okay, that's not so bad. And then Sunday, it will be rainy again with a high of 10. And there you go. Now, let's see what we're going to play next. Oh, what did I say? We're going to play some Black Mountain. That is what we're going to play. What song shall I play us? How about Black Mountain? Modern Music is the song I'm looking for, which I love Modern Music. This is like one of my favorite songs. Okay, here we go. We're going to hear something from a local band, Black Mountain. The song, of course, is Modern Music. And this came out about, like five years ago or so, maybe a little longer. I should know this, but anyways, I don't. So it's not new. They have a new record out. Sorry. Pink Mountaintops, Stu. Where is it? I had it in my hand. Where'd it go? Is this it? No, I'm not very organized. That's okay. 7:38 is the time. And let's move on with some Black Mountain, as I mentioned. My name is Anita B, and this here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit the corner.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4, 5, 6. first song we're going to play, which is about a fellow who once lived far away.
All right, folks, we have a request. I got a Facebook request from the lovely Sean Bristow, and he wants some Moxifruvus. So I'm going to play some. It looks like I have, well, I've got, Sean, what would you like? We've got My Baby Loves a Bunch of Authors. I've got King of Spain, which is a live version. Or, how about some Green Eggs and Ham? That sounds ludicrously horrible. Oh, this is so bad. This goes out to you, Sean Bristow. Some Green Eggs and Ham from Moxifruvus.
Hey kids, listen up if you want to be sick, cause your dinner looks like something from a Cronenberg flick. Think twice before you cuss and shout.
Damn, damn, damn.
Let me tell you a story about green eggs and ham. There was a little yellow man called Sam I Am.
Now that's me!
I don't like you, Sam I Am.
Well, do you like green eggs and ham?
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Would you like them here or there?
I wouldn't like them anywhere.
You know, I can see you in a house eating green eggs and ham with a mouse.
Maybe you can't hear. You got something in your ear?
No!
I'm gonna make this perfectly clear. I would not like them housewise here. I would not like them mousewise there. You think you can convince me, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. Green eggs and ham.
What is with you? This is some lean cuisine.
Not some green cuisine.
Well, would you, could you, in a car? Eat them, don't deny who you are. You're gonna like them, you're gonna see. You might like them up in a tree.
No, not in a tree, not in a car. Would you let me be? No house, no mouse, not here or there. Cause you got the problem, Sam, and I do not care for a jellied spam, and I do not like green eggs and ham.
A train, a train, a train, a train. Would you, could you, in a train or up in an aeroplane? How about in the dark? We could drive and park. We can listen to the crickets and the pit bulls bark.
No, not in a plane, not in the dark, not on a train, not in a car, not up a tree. Cause I don't like them, Sam. Not in a schoolhouse or a shoebox. Not a house mouse or a red fox. Not here, there, and everywhere. Didn't even like the Beatles with that long, long hair.
Hey, you lay off the Beatles, buddy.
I'll lay on whoever I want, buddy. Don't buddy me, buddy.
Well, you don't like green eggs and ham.
Mr. Perception, Sam I Am.
Well, I know that you'd like them if you ate them with a goat.
Not with a goat in a coat by a moat.
Well, would you, could you, on a boat?
Tennyson wrote, and I quote,
oh, please,
if you eat it, you'll bloat and float like a boat. I'm not interested in stuffing face in the rain on a train. I should introduce you to my friend Payne.
Hey.
Not in the dark, not up a tree, not on your fine china with Earl Grey tea. No boxes, boxes, houses, mouses, husbands and wives.
Yeah,
no spouses. Why are you trying to make me eat that? I don't like it. I wouldn't serve it to a cat. I said already, I don't like them, Sam. I am. I do not like green eggs, ham.
Mr. Cheese, you just think you don't like them, so you say, and you begin to remind me of Doris Day. You say you don't like this, and you don't like that. Well, you're starting to sound like a finicky cat. Just try them, and you may find you like nothing better than two greenish eggs over easy in the fry pan. And to accompany this fine taste, we have Martian ham, pork from space.
Sam! If you get out of my face, I'll try that. I'll puke all over the place.
Well, good.
Nothing makes a crowd disperse more quick than a great big puddle of sick.
Try them.
He's gonna spew chunks.
Say.
That's great.
Say. Not bad.
Green eggs and ham, I believe. I like them, Sam. I am. And I'll eat them in a boat. Oh, with the Billy Goat. I'd eat them in the rain, in the dark, on a train, in a car, up a tree. They're pretty good, you see. So I eat them in a box. Oh, with the fox. Eat them in the house. Oh, with the house mouse. I'd eat them here. I'd eat them there. I'd eat them in my Calvin Klein underwear. I think you're okay, Sam. I am.
Let you down, you stubborn old man.
Say, we should share them, eh? We got enough.
Are you kidding? I don't eat that stuff.
We got a call to write a song about the war in the Gulf, but we shouldn't hurt anyone's feelings. So we tried, then gave up, 'cause there was no such song. But the trying was very revealing.
What makes a person so poisonous righteous that they think less of anyone who just disagreed? She's just a pacifist.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, Sean Bristow. I cannot play any more of that for you. That was awful. That was Moxie Fruvis. Oh my God. The song we were just hearing was called Gulf War Song. Yeah, so apparently they wrote a song involving the Gulf War or about the Gulf War. There you go. And then the song before that we heard, sorry, the song we heard before that was Green Eggs and Ham. They are so awful, that band. Honestly, I wish I could say I knew anything about Moxie Fruvis, but I really didn't, nor do I. I had heard of the name, and I had heard that they were kind of like a Bare Naked Ladies ripoff band. And I don't know if I was even in Canada at the time. I did go to school in the States. I don't know if I was there though, but I can say proudly that I know nothing about Moxie Fruvis. And after hearing that 1.3 songs that we just heard, I'm very happy that I know nothing about them because, yeah, wow, that was just terrible. Okay. They really do make the Bare Naked Ladies seem like a really awesome band, don't they? Okay, so that was that. Val is here. She will be on in 7 minutes, and I'm very apologetic for that, but I just couldn't resist. I had to hear how awful Moxie Fruvis was, and that actually was a request through Facebook. So hey, go figure. But if you do want to make requests, you can. The number here is 604-822-2487, but you can't ask me for anything now because I'm leaving. Val is here, though, but that is the number in case you would like. Now, I'm going to play something that's not Canadian, I think. Yes, this is a band called King Tough, and this is awesome. Now, they're not Canadian. They're out of the States, and we're going to hear, let's take a look. I don't know. I'm just, like, breaking all my own rules. I have been playing Canadian music for so long on this show here, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I've been very, very strict to a T following my own guidelines, which is I play Canadian music. That's my show. And my friends are like, and my CRTR friends are like, just who cares? Just play whatever you want. I'm like, yeah, why have I been so strict to my Canadian sort of, format? I don't know. Maybe I'm a Virgo. I'm very like black and white. I'm very like everything has to be in its boxes and very one way or another. And I'm not very loosey goosey. I don't know. Okay. Who cares about me? Okay. My name is Anita B though, in case you're curious. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here for another 5 minutes and I will be back in 2 more weeks. That's how that works. I'm here every second week. From 6:30 until 8 o'clock. So let's hear the first song. Now, King Tough is on Sub Pop. And the first song, I believe, on this record is called Moonspell. Oh, we have a caller. Isn't that exciting? It's probably somebody crazy. That's usually who I get. I'm sorry. Don't hang up. You're probably not crazy. But I do like to attract the lunatics. That's generally... Oh, Moonspell. That's the name of the song we're playing right now. And there's a full moon tomorrow night, folks. Anyways, this is King Tough on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I got a black rose. Yeah.